All right, then what I can do is I can get it, let me make sure, everything's what's what, and then I've been dragging my feet on it. They've been sitting in the shipping container I got everything in. But I'm not looking to make anything, just looking to get my money back. And and to Anthony, I don't know if hopefully you're still there, but to this Japanese best friend, the guy was the SWL, so I think the only reason he had anything that transmitted was just because he wanted that, for SWL purposes. So to him, it didn't really matter. And so, and it was mostly receivers. You probably saw that stack of receivers that I showed you. These are like $22,000 receivers, and he had a stack of them, And then he had another receiver, which was just mind-blowing. He had two of those IC8600 receivers, which is the whole reason I got attracted to this whole thing. So I got one of those. And all the receivers are Japanese. Well, I don't know about the 9000s or the 9500. Those were, I don't think there was a JDM on those, but the 8600s were, and it's almost irrelevant on a receiver. There's nothing they don't do that's important, but when it's a transceiver, especially in VHF, UHF, it kind of matters a lot. Anyhow,